Mark chapter 16, we're going to read two verses, verses 15 and 16. Very familiar verses. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, please be with the service this morning. Please help me as I preach. Lord, please challenge our hearts, Lord, to realize the importance, see the importance of getting out the gospel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As most of you well know, that these verses are part of the what's considered the Great Commission, and we're gonna as we go through these verses and see look at these verses this morning. There's three things that we're gonna see in these verses that compel us to get the gospel out. Today's get out the gospel Sunday, so I thought it'd be appropriate to challenge us to get out the gospel. You know, there are many things that are important in life. But I have to say, once you get saved and you know you're on your way to heaven, the most important thing for you to do is to share the gospel with others. To see, do your best to see as many saved, share the gospel with as many as you can while there's still time. And I know, and I probably sound like a broken record. You probably go back through the videos and count how many times I've said this. The fact that the Lord is coming again, and I believe it's soon. Like I said, I'm not gonna speculate as to when, but I believe it's soon. And we need to get out the gospel. We need to share the gospel. You know, and you might say, I've heard this, years ago. I heard it when I was, when I was a kid. You know, when I started, as far back as I can remember hearing preaching, you know. And I'm sure there was growing up, there was years when, you know, you were there, but you were just there. But, Pastor Barter was probably saying it then too, you know, and I don't remember that, but, you know, Pastor Odom, he would say it, and you know what? It's still true. Just because he hasn't returned yet doesn't mean that those men were lying. He is coming again, and we need to get busy. And we see three things from these couple verses. We see first, obviously, we see the Savior's command. The Savior's command. Verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're supposed to go tell them. As we read through God's word, you see that there are many things, there are many commands God's word gives us. And the first ones that might come to mind are something called the Ten Commandments. But there are things that God's word tells us what we should do, what we shouldn't do. But you know what? There's many things that he tells us along those lines that are commands. But not probably I would say not the least, but probably the most important is the one that we read this morning. That we're supposed to go and tell folks about him. You know, they're in God's army. We're all to obey the mission that he's given us of telling to others, carrying out the Great Commission, getting out the gospel. You know, in the fact, you know, and you think about, I've never been in the military, but I hold high regard the men that have. And I have an interest in that. You know, and there are some that their commands in the military that, from what I've heard, have been, you know, kind of mundane. I heard a fellow not too long ago. He was talking about he was in the service and I think they were out to sea, and he was a SEAL and the way he was describing it, it was like you knew what he was talking about, but as I listened to it, I kind of picked up basically the idea, the command to, they basically the top to bottom clean everything. And he said they got it the first day, second, he goes, it got down to the fifth day, and he said I mentioned to the fellow over him, he goes, what do you think we're going to clean that we haven't cleaned the last 4 days? You know, and I thought, well, that sounds pretty mundane, you know, and that about drive you crazy. But the thing is, they're in the military, there are also those orders that are life or death. But you know, and as we are in the Lord's army, our Savior command is for eternity. It's not just till you die and then no more. It's in the army of the Lord, that command means not more. It's more than life or death. It's for eternity. Where is somebody going to spend eternity? And if you can, it's hard sometimes to grasp that fact. You know, it's hard to comprehend the fact that it's never ending. One decision will change. You know, you say, that you look back over your life and you're like, that one decision changed my life. You know, and sometimes they're talking about a career path or a spouse choice or, you know, different things like that that are important. But truly, choosing the gift of salvation, that truly is one of those the one decision that will truly change not only your life, eternity. You know, as far as the military idea, you know, there in the service, you might be under the command of someone you don't truly like. You know, for whatever reason, you don't get along, but you still follow those rules. You still follow his command. What do they call it? The chain of command. But the thing is, in the Lord's army, you know what? We're not faced with that. Oh, I'll follow his orders, but I don't really like him. He don't really care. You know, we're following the leader that cares for you. He died for you. He rose again for you. And he gave us a way of salvation. And all that he's done for us. He's with us every step of the way. And we could go on and on. But when he gives us a command, we're following a leader that cares about us and is there for us. But not only that, not only do we see the Savior's command, we also see in that same verse the servant's commission. The servant's commission. It's the same verse. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's a job for each and every one of us to participate in. You know, I've heard of a preacher that one task came up and he said, you know what, he didn't do that. He was going and visiting someone in a nursing home. He said, well, I don't do that. I don't have that gift. Well, it's like, well, you know, you're the pastor. They look, you know, someone needs a visit and they use you to come and help comfort them and, you know, and be an encouragement to them. It's like, I don't have that gift. But you know what? There are some that'll say, when it comes to sharing the gospel, you know, it's like, well, I don't have that gift. I don't have that gift of, you know, I'm an introvert. You know, kind of what goes along with what we preached last week. You know, I just don't have the gift of talking. Which we're trying, you know, many times when they're trying to get out of going soul winning and sharing the gospel, They'll do that. But I think, as I mentioned last week, you know, but if you get that right subject, well, then, you know, try to get them to quit talking. You know, if they start talking about their grandkids or something. And but I'm on a roll. If you get that right, if it's on your heart, you'll talk about it. Even if you are a little introverted. But we'll say that it's a job that's for everyone. Yes, God has a job for each one of us to do. His will is different for each one of us. But the idea that going and carrying out the Great Commission is a job for each and every one of us. And we say, you know what? Oh yeah, that's our job. We're all supposed to tell. But you know what? If we all believe that deep down, we'll give it lip service. But if we truly believe that, you know, passing out 500 tracts in 5 weekends wouldn't be that hard. We wouldn't be gone out two weekends now and going into the third, you know, this next week. You know, if we truly believe that, we'd probably have to be getting out more tracks. Sam would be looking for more rubber bands like he always is. And calling his grandma, got any rubber bands? But we'd be looking for more rubber bands to put them together. And don't worry, we'll find more. You know, but the idea that the servant's commission, we're to go tell people. What it comes down to, are we going to do your will or his will? Are we going to do what we want to do or what he wants us to do? That's pretty much what it comes down to. We say, well, you know, I love the Lord and I want to tell folks about it. Well, we need to get busy and do it. But not only servant's commission. We see in verse 16, we see the sinner's condemnation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We see the sinner's condemnation. I think it comes down to how do we see people? How do you see people? You think of different people you meet throughout the week. You know, do you see some of them as they're beneath you? You know, they're not worth your time. So I'm not going to tell, you know, sharing the gospel is important, but, you know, that person, they're kind of down here on my scale. So they're beneath me. I'm not going to share the gospel with them. Maybe you see some folks like that. Maybe you see, so you don't tell them. And then you see others that are, well, you know what? Those people, they're, you know, the influential, affluent, I guess that would probably be the right word too. You know, maybe they got some money or they got some a title and you see them as above you. And you think, oh, well, you know what? That person, they're pretty important. They, you know, they run a big corporation, or they got a lot of money, or you know what, whatever it may be. And you think, well, you know what, they're above me. They don't want to hear what I have to say. So then you don't tell them either. Then the other ones, maybe you see them as, you know, they're just an average Joe. They're equal to me. But you know what? You'll talk yourself out of that too. You say, well, you know, man, you know, we're equals. We're buddies. We go over to each other's house and grill out or fire up the pellet stove or whatever, maybe, you know, and they're a good guy. And you say, well, surely they're saved. You know, they're just like me. You know, whatever reason, you convince yourself they're safe. There's no need to talk to them. And you know what? You'll say, you know, and you'll convince yourself not to talk to them. Why? Really, what the bottom line is, you know, what if they get mad and they won't like me anymore? So no matter where they fall on that scale, the old flesh can come up with a reason not to talk to them. Oh, I should say not to share the gospel. Like, as we all know, we'll find reasons to talk to them. You know, we'll find some common ground. We'll find something we can talk about. But we just find a reason not to talk about the Lord. But you know what? Instead of seeing them like that, we need to see people with spiritual eyes. We need to see them in regards of, are they saved or are they lost? And not like, I can tell he's saved. I don't mean like that. You know, the idea of, I need to ask him, are they saved or are they lost? Well, I've heard people say before, it's like, well, that, you know, that person, they really need to be saved. Or, they're really lost. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having a desire to know for sure they're saved. Asking them the question, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Or you know, it could be if you're in a... if you have some sort of relationship with them, a friend or what, a co-worker, bring it up somehow. I mean, you're comfortable we're all comfortable talking to other people about things. Inconsequential things. Things that don't matter. But when it comes to the most important thing, we find the devil give us as many reasons as we want to not talk to him. But we need to remember the sinner's condemnation. And we say that it's been said that everyone will believe in Jesus sooner or later. If you think about it, well, that's true. You know, maybe here on earth, they realize their need for salvation and they get saved. But you know what? Even if they die and they're lost, well, when they stand before him, they're going to believe in him then. When he says, "I never knew you," they'll be believers then. There won't be any unbelievers. You know what? Along those same lines, every believer will see the importance of getting out the gospel sooner or later. Hopefully, it's down here on earth while there's still time, and while we can still time to reach our friends, our loved ones. But you know what? I'm afraid, and the fact that a lot of believers are going to see the importance of getting out the gospel later when it's too late. When they're watching their lost friends and loved ones being cast into hell. Because you refuse to tell them. And they're standing there and they're asking you, why didn't you tell me? You know, saying, well, you know what? I thought you were... you were beneath me, or I thought you were, you had too high of a position to tell you, or I just figured you were saved. None of those excuses are gonna make the grade. And hearing them scream as they're cast into hell. And I couldn't help but think, as far as that folks being cast into hell and how. I can imagine them screaming as they're being cast into hell. And if you ever heard anyone scream, when they're in pain, you know what? That is bone chilling. Now screaming, as I mentioned, if you didn't realize, I'm a grandpa. And the other day we watched Paisley and that little girl can scream. But you know what? You hold her and it's like, try to get her to quit. But you know what? That's just a little baby screaming because, this is what they do sometimes. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that, they're in pain and agony and they're screaming. I remember, I figure it was when I was the summer between my 7th and 8th grade year in school. We went up to the New England States, and some of you heard this story. And we were at a campground, and it was a rainy morning, so everybody was inside. And all of a sudden, you just heard this blood-curdling scream. And it was more than one. It was a whole family of four. And they had a little pop-up camper, and a propane tank leaked into the camper, and they went to light the stove or something, and the whole thing got engulfed in flames. And they were all in there. And you could just hear them screaming. And they got out, but I think it was the son and the dad, they got burnt really bad. And we went down there, and as did everyone else, went down there to see if they could help, and before the fire department got there. And I remember the dad, he got out of the camper and got about maybe 8 feet away, and he just collapsed on the ground. He was just laying there moaning. And the pain that man was in. And like I said, hearing them scream from down, they were down the hill from us, is like I said, I was the summer of my seventh to eighth grade year right there. I still remember it. Like I said, hearing those screams, that was a different kind of scream. That was a scream of people in just sheer terror and pain. But you know what? As I was recalling that and jotting things down in my notes, I couldn't help but think, as terrible as that was, I'm sure that'll be nothing compared to what we're going to see go through one of these days, seeing our friends and loved ones that we wouldn't tell. We were too busy or, you know, whatever the reason, seeing them cast into hell. You know, will be nothing compared to that. But the fact is, we need to get out the gospel. It's not just like, well, yeah, God said get out the gospel and, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Yeah, well, you know what, I'm kind of busy for that. You know what, it's a job for each and every one of us. And we're going to realize the importance of it while we're down here, while there's still something we can do about it, or one of these days, if not, then you're going to realize the importance of it when it's too late. There's nothing you can do about it, but just see those folks cast into the lake of hell, cast into hell. We need to get out the gospel. We need to see it as the number one important thing that we need, once we're saved, that we need to do. Tell folks about it. We, you know, as Christians, we say, well, we're saved and how wonderful it is. And it is. And what a blessing it is and a comfort it is. All true. Then why is it, if we got something that great, why don't we share it more? You know, it's not like, oh, I got this gift, and if I share it with somebody, I'm giving it away. No, it's something that you have, and they can have too. And how selfish it is for us not to share it with others. We need to get out the gospel. It's important. And we need to get hold of this truth and do something about it while there's still time.